We're so glad you're back for more inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today's Encore Lift is from Joel Magnus. He's a Christian Science practitioner from Vancouver, Washington.
Recently, I heard an interviewer describe how he receives messages from God in prayer, that they come as a powerful download as he stays very quiet and listens. He said, "I'm good at interrupting my guests, but I never interrupt God." That resonated with me. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy says that prayer means going alone into a private mental room and shutting the door on everything else. Eddy explains it this way: "Lips must be mute and materialism silent, that man may have audience with spirit, the divine principle, love, which destroys all error." When an urgent need turns us to prayer, it's hard to get quiet. Yet, if we're a noisy audience, we'll likely interrupt what we need to hear from God, who is divine love, or miss it entirely. I remember once praying about a situation where I felt I'd been wronged with no apparent way to fix it. I turned to God with what I thought was my whole heart, thinking, surely God would hear my pain and provide a solution, but nothing came. Soon I recognized I was making too much noise and needed to let go of those hurt feelings. Then I heard this, which I recognized as part of a verse from Jeremiah in the Bible: "I have loved you with an everlasting love." And with that idea of God's eternal love for me, all pain left. The need to resent the human circumstances faded away. I was at peace, embraced in divine love. My spiritual identity had always been embraced by God, but now I felt it. I just stayed quiet and soaked it in. That experience is still reminding me to work for inner quietude in prayer, so God's healing message can always be heard.
Did you find today's ideas inspiring? To listen to more inspirational ideas from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.